This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Yowza. Yowza.
I wonder where that word came from originally.
I don't know. I just like making noises. That's why I went into radio.
Yeah. Did you get in trouble in class for that? Just like
occasionally.
Random? Yeah. Okay.
I wasn't a bad kid. I wouldn't consider myself disruptive. I would say that I possessed incredible comedic timing and talent
and humility.
And my cleverness knew, no bounds. But the teachers didn't always see it that way.
Well, no. Okay, we've joked about the alphabet. Now, are you ADD or ADHD or D, all of the above?
I think I'm a little ADD.
Because with kids, and I know particularly with ADHD, they will make noises and don't even know it. They don't realize that they're doing it. That's not all that unusual. So I wondered if that was a thing in class. And you just thought you were just being yourself, but you didn't even realize it was happening.
Oh, no. No, it wasn't like that
at
all.
You knew everything you were doing to make noises in class.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I did it because I wanted positive attention. I wanted all the girls to like me.
Yes. Some things have not changed a bit.
I wanted the teachers to like me.
Yes.
It didn't always work for all the above.
All of it.
But the people that mattered, it did.
Right.
That was my way. That was the dividing line. If you love me the way I am, then you are awesome. And if you don't love me the way I am, go fly a kite.
Take me or leave me.
Right?
Just as I am.
Well, I mean.
Yeah, I get it.
No, I wasn't disruptive just to be disruptive. I think I had not 100% control. I'm sure there are times when I took it too far.
What?
Well, third grade Miss Scalise made me stay after class. And I'm telling you, when that meeting was over, I guarantee you she felt way worse than me.
Really?
Oh, because I cried hard.
Wow. She turned on the tears, huh?
I think she realized, I'm not a bad kid. Mm-hmm. I'm, in fact, quite sensitive.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
And I think she really totally got that.
Right.
And I totally got that there are times that I am not appropriate.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that I reeled it in and we found a nice balance where we all had fun. We all laughed. And I didn't unzip my pie hole too often.
Wow, you both learned something that day.
Yeah.
It is funny, though, how
it wore
back
off the next year, and I became the idiot I am now.
But well, the new teacher. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I look back now, and like a couple of my friends, Roger and Tim, for instance, and they're not listening, so I can say that, and I'm not giving last names. But we realize now they were either ADD or ADHD. You know, they would sit, and, the knee would bounce and bounce and bounce.
Mine's doing it right now.
I know. Bob will he'll be kicking things with his foot. I'm like, Bob. But
now, that stuff I sometimes don't realize.
Yeah, right. That's what I'm saying. It just happens. But looking back at our childhood, I realized the ones around, it wasn't diagnosed. We just thought they were hyper kids.
Right.
Or, like you said, parents or kids or the teachers just thought they were being bad. They didn't even realize they were doing it most of the time. They just didn't know. Their brain was doing something they had no control of.
You know what was therapeutic for me was a rocking chair.
Oh, I could see that.
Always been attracted, even in my adult life. And it's funny because when we were at Stark waiting to golf, they had some rocking chairs out on the porch, just the old-fashioned wooden kind.
Yeah.
And I was just so comforted by that.
And at this point in your life, you're almost ready for one.
Really?
They're on sale at Walker.
Well done, sir.
Mary Kate will hook you right up. We'll get you a rocking chair.
Your regular Shaquille O'Neal. Do they have gold bond powder there, too?
Yeah, and we'll get you some car insurance and put a general's hat on you or something.
Gotta love it. Hey, yep. If you just sat through all that torture,
yes.
I'm going to reward you now and give you a ticket, chance to win tickets to the big concert that is coming our way. Yep, Rock the Country, a festival for we the people, coming to Florida Horse Park in Ocala, May 9th and 10th. Kid Rock, Hank Jr., Tracy Lawrence, Gavin Adcock, Jody Messina, and more. Two-day tickets are worth $139 each.
Wow.
And I've got a chance for you to win them. You need to text the word KID, K-I-D, text KID to 20357. And you'll have a chance to win those two-day tickets for Rock the Country. We'll do it again tomorrow as well with a different code word and another set of tickets. And we'll keep doing it till they tell me not to.
An awesome show.
Remember that data and message rates may apply. Please don't text and drive. Keep your hands and feet inside the vehicle at all times while it's moving. Anything else we missed? I think we got it.
Yeah, I think so.
The White House says special envoy to the Middle East, Steve Witkoff, is very positive and constructive. He's had very positive, constructive talks with Iran. That's good news. It really is. I'm not saying that, you know, that necessarily will turn into anything really a positive from an action perspective and getting them to dial back their nuclear program, but it could be a step in the right direction.
It beats throwing cash on a tarmac.
And then wondering if they would misuse it for, I don't know, building their nuclear program and or terrorism or both.
And then when they said, it's ours, we'll do what we want with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The White House issued a statement on the much-anticipated meeting in Oman, where the American delegation with Witkoff and U.S. ambassador, they had discussions with the Iranian foreign minister, and the meeting appeared to be very positive, constructive. The United States deeply thanked the folks of Oman for hosting it and being supportive of the initiative. And so these are good things that are happening.
Nice.
Unlike when Obama went over there, what did he do last time he was in the Middle East? What did he do? Beg him to lower the price of oil?
Mm-hmm.
And they looked at him and they said, wasn't he the guy that said he said to a little girl he was gonna put oil and gas out of business? And yet he's trying to be friends with them? No.
Thanks, Brandon.
He knew exactly what he was getting. He got the old stink eye at best. All right. We've had that terrible helicopter crash in New York recently where that thing, I saw some video of it, that thing really did, literally, it was like,
it came apart.
In pieces. Yeah. I mean.
It was so sad.
Yeah.
I did see a headline this morning that they are going to shut down. That company is going to shut down.
I saw a statement from the CEO, like shut down or like temporarily look at things.
I got the impression they were done, but I don't know.
Well, sometimes something like that happens and you say, you know what? Especially if he's a guy who has money and he has other businesses. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he could walk away. He could say, you know what?
I'm done with this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But this was about a fixed-wing aircraft, a Mitsubishi MU-2B that went down near Hudson, New York. And one of the people on board was NCAA Woman of the Year. Yeah. So, tragedies unfortunately happen all the time.
Yeah.
So, be nice to people. Might be the last time you see them.
Mm-hmm.
9:15 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, 30 minutes away from things that make you smile. More headlines. Who's wearing the green jacket? Rory! Details coming up on 97.3 The Sky. Good morning and welcome. Another beautiful day. Enjoy. It's 9:20. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. I'm Bob Rose. Greg Cassidy is here. Trump's wishing everyone. He issued a Passover message to Jewish families in the United States and to Israel, telling them to have a blessed Passover holiday. So that's a good thing. Also, he showed up at the big throwdown, UFC 314 in Miami. He was there. Yeah, he was there, and the people, the UFC fans, you know, they love them some Trump.
They do.
And he was hanging out with the CEO there, Dana White, and Congressman Byron Donalds.
Now, there's an addition to the entourage.
Well, yes, Trump has already endorsed him for governor of Florida.
Yeah.
I wonder how that's going to go. I'm pretty sure there's going to be some other names that may pop up.
There are folks that we know across the state that odds are have the connections, the background, the will to run for that office.
But he's got pretty good street cred and you know, when I say that, I mean, you know, conservative cred.
And you've got Donald Trump in your corner, so to speak.
That's pretty big. And Byron Donalds, if you've, you know, heard him speak and listened to him at all, it's very natural. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's not, I never feel like he's scripted yet. He's, you know, very sharp and well-spoken, succinct.
And Kat Kamek is... spoken They're highly
friends,
of him in the
right?
past.
Yeah.
Yes, she's spoken highly of him.
And that to me registers as well. So we'll probably be seeing a little more, hearing a little more. We've had him on the air, haven't we? That was a while ago. We never did?
I don't think so. Talked about it, just never worked out.
Well, maybe...
have to work on that.
Yeah. Mark Hamill. The only time you ever hear about him, he's, you know, the actor that played in Star Wars. And who didn't like him in Star Wars? He was a pretty cool guy.
But
kinda liked him.
As they grow older and they speak their mind, we realize what idiots they are sometimes.
Yeah, maybe too much exposure to that lightsaber. Maybe he got brain damaged from it.
Brain
maybe it's
cells.
Like the same as exposure to a whole bunch of lead.
I think you're onto something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he always... Well, he's got Trump derangement syndrome. I mean, let's just, you know, cut to the chase.
It's not like he just says that he doesn't like something Trump says. He's just bad.
He put out a meme and simply read, "For God's sake, just die." Now, it didn't mention Trump in it, but everybody knows it's exactly what he was referring to. And it's just like, really?
It's so tacky.
Well, it's, you know. Yeah, it's like the, like what a... like a bad 11-year-old would do.
You don't have to like somebody's politics. Doesn't mean you need them dead. Come on.
They're so just, I don't know what you would call, like, it's beyond immature. It's like a combination of ignorance and immature and hate.
You're all wrapped up into one. Yeah.
Like real hate. Echoes of nightmares past, haunted Rory. Rory, don't choke, Rory. That was actually me yelling it at the TV yesterday. Rory McIlroy, we're talking about. So, yeah, nightmares past haunting him. Sunday's final round of the 2025 Masters. But he staved off a familiar collapse with resurgent poise and clinched his first green jacket. No, you know what? This is the only time that people are ecstatic about receiving such an ugly shade of green jacket ever.
I have always thought that. And I like certain shades of green on certain things. Looks great on an SUV. My Jeep is green. I've always thought that jacket looked tacky.
I think when they came up with it, they said, what is the ugliest shade of green we can come up with so that nobody will mistake anybody else's suit jacket from... ever appearing similar to the Masters jacket? Does it actually have a color green name? Is there a specific name? Anyway,
the first one was awarded in 1949, even though they played in 34.
Well, but they didn't do the jacket thing till 49.
Yeah.
It took up until the first hole of a playoff to edge out Justin Rose and earn $4.2 million. Not bad. McIlroy, just the sixth player to achieve a Grand Slam, winning all four of professional golf's major tournaments, the U.S. Open, the British Open, PGA Championship, and the Masters. But you know what? He'd been at the Masters 9 other times and couldn't win
it. Wow.
Not this time. I started to wonder if it would ever be my time, he said. I think the last 10 years coming here with the burden of the Grand Slam on my shoulders and trying to achieve that, I'm just absolutely honored and thrilled and just so proud to be able to call myself a Masters champion. He entered the day with a two-stroke lead, immediately lost that advantage with errant early drives. He went on to earn a five-stroke edge, which he also squandered. He rekindled his composure down the stretch, regaining the lead on number 17, but made par on 18 to trigger the playoff with Rose. You know what? I said he bogeyed on 18. He didn't. He could have birdied. It was an easy putt. He didn't. So, my bad. Anyway, he did birdie on the first playoff hole, and that was it. You overcome. You got that monkey off his back, and he just seems like a big crowd favorite. Everybody seems to like him. And you know, he was going through some issues, I guess, with his wife. And they've got a – they might have two. I know for sure they have a little girl. But sounds like, you know, that's kind of all back on track, too. Mm. And that's, you know, kind of nice. Like, she was there, and, you know, how can that not at least bring some level of joy and appreciation? Yep. It's got to be hard, you know. I bet to be married to somebody in any professional sport, they're on the road an awful lot.
Yeah, I know a few baseball wives, and that is a tough one right there.
Yep. Yeah. Well, you think about military folks, too, if they're deployed.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
9:28 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, 15 minutes away from things that make you smile. More headlines coming your way as well. News Talk 97.3 The Sky. Hey, good morning. Hi there. I don't think we're in Kansas anymore, Toto. See the reference?
Band. Yeah, a great band. They were.
How you doing, Greg?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good.
What's on your agenda for today? It's a beautiful day.
Mm-hmm.
See, for Greg and I, we're not bragging, rubbing in your face that we have the rest of the day because, remember, we allow you to sleep. You want us to call you at 3 a.m.?
Uh-huh.
Let us know. We could do that.
See, that's how we always feel about folks who like to do fireworks late at night or, you know, have a party and crank the music. We're like, okay, that's great. And I'm going to stop by on my way to work and let you know how much I enjoyed that. Hey,
really?
Good morning. Hey, love the music you had on to 2 o'clock this morning. Thank you very much. It was awesome. You're a great neighbor.
Did you hear that? Rolling right across your lawn.
Yes, exactly.
Sod flying everywhere.
Doing donuts with a Jeep in somebody's yard.
So what are you doing?
You got to wash that dirty Jeep I haven't got.
Are you really?
Yeah. Was Friday the hail? The hail was Friday, wasn't it?
Hell yeah, it was.
Yes. Did you guys get any out your way?
Yeah. Well, we've got some skylights on the house.
Right.
So, yeah, if something hits. I mean, when big water drops hit, they make a little bit of noise.
Yeah, we get that,
too. This was like, bam, bam, and I'm like, what the?
Yeah.
And I look out on the deck, and there are pieces I would say, you know, like about a dime, you know, dime around
sizes.
Small
marbles, yeah.
But just a few of them. I mean, literally, like maybe half a dozen. And almost a minute later, they were all completely gone. So we got just a little smattering of it. Thank goodness.
But you saw the pictures on Facebook, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, like whole patios covered. And it seemed like there were some areas, say, north of Gainesville, for instance, where you know how the process works. Obviously, the drop of water gets sucked back up, freezes, drops, until it's heavy enough to drop. But there were areas where there were clusters, like the size of that would fit in your hand, of the marble size all joined together. And they did some damage. There were some broken windows and some cars, I'm sure. And this is kind of why I bring this up, is we've got great legitimate roofing companies in our area. But remember, part of the issue that Florida has with our insurance industry trouble are the people who, after a storm, come knocking on your door. Hey, can we take a look at your roof? First off, they have to have actually a policy, I think, to even do that now. Some sort of documentation. So if you got folks just randomly knocking on your door, ask them if they've got all the proper documentation from the city, they'll probably take off running because that is not how you get your roof. And you don't want to just drive rates up if you don't need to, because that's what happens. So just be careful.
But also legitimate issues can occur after a big hailstorm.
Yes. So what you do is you call, after maybe getting some references if you don't have one, a legitimate local company and have them come take a look. None of this, let me up there, we'll take a look, and we can get you a new roof.
Happen to be driving by, we're doing a job down the street.
Yeah, we all pay for that. Nothing's free, people. We all pay for that. Yeah. So anyway, be careful. But yeah, that was kind of crazy. And then in just minutes, it seemed like it was gone. Just went away. That band went through, and then it moved on.
The Trump administration announced that various electronic devices like smartphones and computers will be exempt from the tariffs that have been imposed on China. In a bulletin that was posted Friday night by the U.S. Customs and Border Protection Agency, it was revealed that certain products would be exempted from tariffs. The exemption on certain products apply retroactively to April 5. The products would be exempt from recently applied tariffs, while other pre-April 2nd tariffs would still apply. Now, I'm glad I added to that confusion.
Thank you for clearing that up.
Yeah. Basically.
And they're only temporary. Okay.
Yes. Right.
Throw that in there. So, yeah.
President Trump has made it clear America cannot rely on China to manufacture critical technologies such as semiconductors, chips, smartphones, and laptops. Caroline Leavitt, the press secretary, said this in a statement. That's why the president has secured trillions of dollars in U.S. investments from the largest tech companies in the world, including Apple and TSMC and NVIDIA. CNBC reported that the guidance from the U.S. Border Patrol includes exclusions for other electronic devices and components, including semiconductors, solar cells, flat panel, TV display, flash drives, and memory cards. Well, that's the thing. When you announce these tariffs, it does lead to a little bit of confusion, and then you delay it. Oh, well, we're giving them 90 days. Right. Now we're doing this, we're doing that. How'd you like to be the person who has to try to keep track of all of that?
Oh, my goodness. No.
I guess there's part of the system is semi-automized, I guess you'd say.
Yeah.
But still.
It's a lot. It's a lot. And I think that's what kind of frustrated a lot of folks. I think if it had been a little more simple rollout. But we also see that what he has done is getting people to the table and they're talking.
130 different countries allegedly are already very close to or have already come to terms. And I think in every one of those agreements, it's lower tariffs on American goods. I think in every one of those deals. So that bodes well for the president, for American workers, and it doesn't bode well for China, which is good. Looks like they want to play hardball, and that may be the direction we have to go in for a while now. That might mean shortages on some things, but I think for the most part, I mean, it's easy for me to say if I'm in an industry that's going to be impacted directly, you know, there's some people that are going to be hurt. But I think overall, we're going to come out of this whole deal far better than what we went into it with.
Yeah.
That's the thought. And then the Republicans in the House pushing hard, trying to get their spending bill pushed through. So that's a good thing. That will actually give us some tax breaks.
We'll take that.
I know the left will tell you, it's only tax breaks for billionaires.
Oh, yeah, right.
But, of course, it's not true, just like it's never been true. It wasn't true in the first Trump administration. Mm-hmm. But it won't stop them from saying it, and the lamestream media is not going to police them. The idea of the media being the watchdog of government, I think, unfortunately, went away a long time ago.
They are the pooch of the lefty party.
Comedian and podcaster Theo Vaughn made a now or never pitch support President Trump's wide-ranging tariffs. Made a now or never pitch, crediting Trump for attempting to steer America off of a path that has left whole swaths of American towns and cities empty and boarded up. The goal of tariffs is, if it costs more for people to bring their products in, then they will build them here, Vaughn said, adding, so it's kind of a long-term play. It's going to take a while. And if we don't try this, then I think it's a wrap. So here you've got a comedian that, and it's tough. Anytime you side with Trump on anything politically, it's going to hurt your career.
Oh yeah,
because the people on the left are a lot nastier. I mean, we don't like it when the actors and comedians and performers stuff say really anti-Trump stuff.
Right,
but at least we're not going to burn their cars down.
Well, and we didn't mind it when we just knew that maybe they voted differently than we did when the Democrat Party wasn't a leftist party to the extent that it is today. But when they say the evil, awful things and they call us names, then, yeah, we don't want to buy their records or watch their movies or anything else. Just saying.
Yeah.
Because you don't like them as a person anymore.
Well, they've said some things that are so completely hateful, ugly, and untrue.
Exactly.
Don't pull out that Nazi Hitler stuff. That's just such an insult.
It is.
Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick did want to make sure everybody knew on Sundays this week that, hey, these tariff exemptions, the ones I just told you about a minute ago, on technologies like phones, computers, and chips, they're temporary. Okay? So he said, if you remember the past couple of months, President Trump has called out pharmaceuticals and semiconductors and autos. He called them sector tariffs. And those are not available for negotiation. They are just going to be part of making sure we reshore the core national security items that we need made right here in this country. We need to make medicine in this country. We learned that during COVID. We need to make it in this country. We need to make semiconductors, because if we don't own semiconductors here, remember, all or virtually all semiconductors are made now in Taiwan. And they're finished with China. It's important that we reshore them. Yeah, unfortunately, that might be the next kind of global geopolitical situation we see. Could have to do with China and Taiwan. And because, remember, the Chinese recently admitted that they had hacked into some of our systems, some of our like water utilities and other infrastructures. They admitted it. And they said the reason behind it was because we were a little too cozy or too supportive of Taiwan. So that leads me to believe, especially if, isn't it a major Taiwanese company that's investing in the U.S. to build them here? I believe it is. Or was that a South Korean company?
Let's look that one up again.
I don't know.
Not sure.
Anyway, the bottom line is, we still have a great relationship with Taiwan, and that still irritates China, and they want to own Taiwan, basically. And they were just looking for timing to do it. I thought that a window was open between, you know, Biden and Trump.
Right.
I mean, I'm glad there were
But Biden has been no action. We really thought the opportunity was there. And that, again, in that lull there, that would be a perfect timing for them.
And now I think with Trump in there, they're less likely to do it. However, when you add in the fact that he is being very tough on the trade issues, they always feel like they have to save face in some way.
Mm-hmm.
And that maybe one of the ways, that they go about it. In case you missed it, and you missed a good one, the Masters. And Rory McIlroy winning his first. Yeah, he's been there, I think it was his 10th appearance.
Ugh,
never won it before. He has, unfortunately, kind of a habit that on Sundays he could have a lead and make a few errors and kind of squander that. And
that's frustrating.
And he almost did it again, but he pulled it out. He had to go. They had to do one additional hole in a playoff. With Justin Rose, but Rory McIlroy. He wins his first Masters title in a playoff, and that completes his golf Grand Slam. So he's extremely happy. And I know for some people, what? Exciting golf?
Yeah.
It's like anything else. Once you are familiar with some of the intricacies.
Makes all the difference.
Yeah. And I went golfing Saturday. And, you can hit a good shot. Well, first of all, a long, long good shot for me. Mm-hmm. That's like a miss hit for them. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
They could accidentally hit it that far.
Exactly. Yeah. Not even trying.
It is so much harder than it looks on TV.
Uh-huh.
And so much harder than most of the types of courses that a lot of us would play until you really get into it and you play some real courses where the greens are, it's like crazy. It's mm-hmm. like, you want me to do what? That ball don't go that way. It don't do that.
Mm-mm.
All right. Hey, you know what we need?
What do we need, Bob?
We need more cowbell is what we need, Greg.
Oh,
but since we don't have one in the studio, we need things that make you smile.
Right.
We need upbeat, positive thoughts.
What else do we need?
A phone our phones to get fixed. So don't try calling. We're working on it.
Uh-huh.
We have an issue there. So we don't want you to waste your time on that. Greg and I will just continue to entertain with things that make you smile.
So make up stuff, huh?
Pretty much.
Okay.
Brought to you by Transformation Dentistry with Dr. Samantha Annis. Same location, same great care. Love me some Dr. Annis. She'll take great care of you as well. All right, things that make you smile is coming up next on 97.3 The Sky. Another day in paradise, things that make you smile, brought to you by Transformation Dentistry with Dr. Samantha Annis. Yep, it is that time. Greg, what's making you smile?
I'm just looking forward to these nice, dry days ahead. Got things to do around the house, and if it doesn't melt my face off, I'll get some projects done.
Right on.
We'll see.
I'm sending a shout out to some guys that we were golfing with, which just were very patient with us, who were not as good as these guys, but we had a lot of fun together. David Lee, Mitch Ames, Brandon Sanford, and John Pravat. That was out there at the Stark Country Club, what we call Stark Vegas.
Yeah.
And thanks to those guys, we were already having a good time, and they made it even better. And they listened to the Bob Rose Show.
Nice.
And so it's appreciated, and they were good golfers. So.
And how was your game?
Actually, surprisingly okay.
Hey, that's a positive.
It makes me want to go back for more.
Yeah, that's nice. Awesome.
Yeah.
Congrats.
Yeah, had a good time.
Yeah.
Did a little fishing.
Well, you caught one, didn't you?
Caught three, but I don't want to brag.
Good.
They were yummy.
I'll bet.
The Smoking Gun is coming up next, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. Time now for The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. A Florida woman, Kimberly Ann Shopper of Deltona, Florida, advertised in her Wicked Wonderland store that, well, she had bones to sell. A couple of human skulls for $90. You can get a rib for $35. No, we're not.
Wow.
I mean, we're talking about human bones here. It's even getting international attention. Forensic analysis thinks some of the bones are as much as 500 years old, so they could have archaeological value. A worker at the store said they've been selling the bones for years, and nobody ever made any bones about it. And that is your smoking bone. I mean, your smoking gun. Brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. On behalf of Greg, I'm Bob. Have a great day. See ya.